broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene and Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening. Welcome into the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday, March 18th of 2026. Glad to have you out there. Glad to have you tuning in to the program today, where we have a lot to get to. We've got a lot to talk about on the show today. We have an interview with Senator John Cornyn that we just wrapped up about 5 or 10 minutes ago, actually. I just kind of wrapped that up, and we'll play that at about 6 p.m. this evening. We'll have that ready for you coming up at 6:05. We get into a few campaign issues, the Save America Act, and some other things as well that I'm sure you'll like to hear about. We'll, of course, also have a lot to talk about when it comes to the big news story out of the New York Times today about Cesar Chavez and the Democrats. Oh boy, are they throwing him overboard right now. The Democrats across America are like, okay, yeah, let's you know, all these holidays that we had for Cesar Chavez, all the things, the nice things that we had to say about the guy, no more, we're done. Big story out of the New York Times today. We'll talk about that. We've got, in fact, it may impact some of your cities out there, as there's a lot of cities in Texas that named streets after Cesar Chavez and have state holidays, which the governor has already come out in Texas going, yep, we're not recognizing that one this year. And so we'll get into that story as the day continues. Also, we've got the latest with the Iranian war. We've got SNAP restrictions that'll be kicking in soon. What does that mean for people out there? And also the latest on the government. It's not really a government shutdown, but the DHS funding shutdown that we can get into as well on the program today. So we've got all of that. We've got some great local stories that we'll be getting into as well as the show progresses. And, of course, as always, well, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. You've heard from everybody else all day long. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to get to sound off on all the issues, anything that you would like to talk about, whether it's a local issue, statewide, national, whatever it may be. Your chance to talk about it is right now, between now and 7 p.m. You can weigh in on any of that. How do you do it? It's quite simple. We give you numerous ways to get in touch with the show. One of those is by the text line. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out. You can also reach us on the app. Just tap the app. Send us a message on your station's app. I think the apps are back up and running now, from what I can tell. We had a little technical issue this morning with some of the station's apps. Not our fault, by the way, but it was somebody else's fault. And so the station's apps, they weren't working as well as they should. Now everything is back up and running as well as it could be. As of right now. So we've got the station app that you can weigh in on. Just tap the app, send us a message, whether it's a text, a voice memo, whatever it may be. You can send us a message that way. And you also can get in touch with us in a couple of other different ways. Social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X, also on Instagram, and of course, the old-fashioned way of doing things, where you would pick up a phone and dial in at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, he has a new nickname around here. It's been going around today. A lot of people have been calling him this. It went from fingertips to just tips, and we got tips on the other side. Nick, how you doing today?
Is I'm doing well. Is that my that's really the
nickname that's been going around today? Yeah, tips? We've been tips. People have been shopping that, yeah. Considering it because you burned your fingertips yesterday.
That's true. Yeah,
and
yeah,
so no, people were like, "Well, how about we call them fingertips?" Yeah. And we're like, "Well, that's good." Yeah. But then somebody were like, "Well, that's a little too long. Maybe just tips."
Tips. Yeah. Well, it's better than finger. So I appreciate.
Yeah. Old fingers over there. Yeah.
That's, I don't know if I like. I don't know if I like either of these.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Well, you weren't in on it.
True.
You did burn your fingertips.
I did, and you know what? They're callusing nicely.
That's nice.
So the healing process has begun. Have I learned my lesson though?
No.
No. That's yet to be determined.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, after burning your fingertips on what was it, George Foreman grill?
Close.
It's it's something that. You know,
you learn from.
It may stick with you for a while.
Well, the thing, good news is, I did fry up some eggs this morning.
That's good.
I did not fry up any fingers.
That's good.
So track record, since the incident, it's been 0 days since the last incident.
That's good. You should have
a little warehouse counter. Chart.
Yeah, a little counter there at the house and. Just see how it goes.
Point. Yeah. No, so it's good. We're healing. We're doing well today.
Well, I'm glad. A lot of people were in this text thread that was going around the station today. Going like, what should we name Nick now? Because he injured himself.
We do have a floor wide text.
We
group
do.
Chat.
We do.
Oddly enough, I'm
you're,
not a part of
you're
it.
You're not so. On this one, actually. Yeah,
it's a little weird.
It's just a few of us.
I just get to hear about.
Yeah.
What you
it's just a few of us.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah.
You know,
people have been up here for a while. You know. That's all I'm saying.
Ah.
Yeah.
The OGs.
Yeah, the OGs. Yes.
Yeah.
And so.
I'm just not one of them.
No. And so people, we were like, well, tips is good.
Yeah, tips.
Yeah. You know, when people walk in, they're like, tips.
That makes me sound like I either tip very well or not at all.
That's true. That's true. Or you could maybe become a blues artist.
I could.
Yeah.
Tips. But I'd be like tipsy. I feel like tipsy. If I'm like doing like.
Oh, no.
Jazz.
You don't want to be tipsy. No. You want to be just tips. And then you set the jar down on the ground.
That's
and
my
like,
name.
Hey, tips is out here tonight.
That's my name. But also, I'd like a couple. Yeah. So, throw me a bone.
Yeah. And then you're hurting while playing because of your fingers. Because you keep burning them over and over
character.
Again.
Yeah, I have to burn my fingers.
Yeah, of course.
To keep up.
That's your story.
Image.
That's your blues type story. Yeah, absolutely. It's very sad. Very sad that you keep doing that. 806-680-2790. Now, Nick, do you know what today is on the National Day of Fake Calendar Holidays?
Is it National Grilled Breakfast Day?
No, it's not. But that does sound delicious right now. It is National Awkward Moment Day. National Awkward Moment Day. So today we ask you, what's the most awkward moment you've ever been a part of? Now, it doesn't mean that you had the awkward moment. It could just be you were there and it was an awkward moment. Something that happened maybe at an airport, maybe something that happened at an event, at a party that you were at, whatever it may be. What is the most awkward moment that you have ever been a part of. We would like to. Maybe it was an argument. Maybe it was a deep secret that came out at the wrong time. Whatever it may be, a lot of people have been part of those awkward moments. I have a feeling, and this is nothing against Tips over there, but I have a feeling that old Tips has been a part of many awkward moments in his life. Maybe just one big one was high school. I don't know. That it just runs together. But we may get a few stories from him a little bit later on the awkward moments that that he has gotten through. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. We got an election actually taking place in my congressional district. We'll talk about the latest as it will be the final preview we get before the midterms.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bill Cunningham here, The Great American. Every Sunday night, we review the week that was and prepare for the week ahead. Whether it's politics, lifestyle issues, our economy, or immigration, let you and I confront all the issues. It happens every Sunday night with the great American, Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights at 9 on News Talk KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. She wrote a children's book about grief after the death of her husband, but now a Utah jury says she's the one responsible for his death. Jurors deliberated for just over 3 hours before finding Corey Richens guilty of first-degree aggravated murder and other charges in the 2022 death of her 39-year-old husband, Eric. It was a three-week trial where prosecutors painted the 35-year-old mother of three as an egotistical social climber who slipped a fatal dose of fentanyl into her husband's Moscow Mule with plans to inherit $4 million after his death, pay off a debt from a failed home flipping business, and start a new life with her lover. She was also found guilty of trying to poison Eric a month earlier on Valentine's Day with a fentanyl-laced sandwich that made him break out in hives and black out. Richens then wrote a children's book called Are You With Me? A year after the poisoning to help her sons process their loss. Richens will be sentenced in May. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well,
all right.
It's all right.
We're back on the Chad Hasty Show.
As you can. Well, it's all
happy Wednesday.
Right. As long as you lend a hand.
You can send in your thoughts on the text line. The most awkward moment you've ever been a part of. It could be you, family member, friend, but you were there. You were there. You know of the awkward moment. Today is National Awkward Moment Day, and you can text in with your awkward moment that that you were a part of. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. 9-0. Let's see. Coming up at 6, we'll have Senator John Cornyn joining us here on the program. One of the stories out there today, and this has to deal with the continued endorsement waiting game between John Cornyn and Ken Paxton. story that came out from the Washington Post. A withheld endorsement leaves both Cornyn and Paxton courting Trump in Texas primary. Senator John Cornyn is Texas Republican primary challenger busy courting a voter who doesn't live in the state. Cornyn and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are locked in a runoff vying for the endorsement of President Trump. 2 weeks ago, the president promised to make his pick known soon, but he has so far withheld his support for either candidate in one of the most expensive and closely watched primaries of the cycle. Cornyn has criticized Trump in the past, but has since embraced the president's agenda, even abandoning his longstanding defense of a Senate filibuster as Trump presses Republicans to evade it to pass a voting bill. Meanwhile, Paxton and his allies are launching ads that cast Cornyn as a traitor to the MAGA movement, somewhere in the region that includes Trump's Florida residents. Cornyn, a four-term senator who came close to being elected majority leader in 2024, came out slightly ahead in the state's Republican primary against Paxton and Representative Wesley Hunt. Supporters of Cornyn and Paxton acknowledged Trump's endorsement would be substantial in the May runoff, in a state where the president enjoys high support among Republicans. But when asked Tuesday by reporters whether he was expecting a Trump endorsement, Cornyn said, "We're preparing for combat on May 26th. It's not changing anything we're doing. But if the president decides to endorse, I would certainly welcome that, but we're not waiting around." The Trump endorsement and the power of the Trump endorsement, particularly in this race, and maybe I'm wrong on this. I very well could be wrong, but I think the power of Trump's endorsement varies. We have seen people who have had Trump's endorsement where it has not really mattered. Sid Miller got the Trump endorsement and he got blown out. Other Republicans who have had the endorsement of Trump and they've lost. On the other hand, there have been quite a few Republicans who have had the endorsement of Trump and they've gone on to win big. I think it depends on the candidate. I think it depends on the race. It depends on the quality of the opponent, the quality of the person who gets the endorsement, the quality of the candidate who doesn't get the endorsement. I think it varies on a few things. And I also think when it comes to Texas, number one, I think a lot of voters have already made up their mind. Number two, we can figure it out for ourselves. And we kind of like figuring it out for ourselves. We don't really like people coming in and telling us, here's how you need to vote. Now, Trump gets a little bit of leeway because he's Trump. But I don't see an overwhelming amount of people switching from one guy to the other because of the endorsement. I don't see a lot of pro-Paxton people going, well, Trump said I need to vote for John Cornyn, so I'm going to go vote for John Cornyn. I hate the guy. I can't stand him. I can't stand John Cornyn. But Trump told me to do it, so I'm going to go ahead and go vote for it. I don't see that. If you're John Cornyn, I think the endorsement does mean a little bit more for you, because it may help with some of the undecided voters. But if you're Ken Paxton, and I've been saying this for a while, if you're Ken Paxton, I still believe, and I know that there would be some, particularly in the Cornyn camp, who would disagree with me. I still think this is Ken Paxton's race to lose. I still think it's his race to lose. I still think that he is going to be ahead at the end of the day. Would it shock me if John Cornyn comes out and wins? No. I would be surprised at this point, really, not shocked, but a little bit surprised, if Trump endorses within the next couple of weeks. I think Trump may wait until closer to the election, because Trump needs John Cornyn right now. Trump needs John Cornyn right now, and he's not losing anything by staying out of the race. He's not hurting anybody. He's not hurting Ken Paxton's feelings. He's not hurting John Cornyn politically right now. He's just not. If Trump were to come out this week or next week or maybe in 3 weeks and say, I endorse Ken Paxton, then John Cornyn, if he wanted to, could say, all right, well, I'm another one of these no, I'm done. You don't want my help? You're not going to get my help. I'm done. And would he act that way? I don't know, but he could. It's a calculated risk that you're taking right now if you're Trump. Meanwhile, you can just sit there and go, oh, I like both guys. Both guys I could work with. I could work with both of them. Maybe I'll endorse. Maybe I won't endorse. Hey, I really want to see what's going to happen with the Save America Act. Really want to see what's going to go on with that one. So if you're Trump, you can kind of play it both ways. You can have your cake and eat it too. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. The most awkward moment you've ever been a part of on a National Awkward Moment Day. Hollywood says, asking a woman how far along she is, she wasn't pregnant. It's a dangerous question, my friend. I would advise all guys to not ever ask that question. Unless you know she's pregnant. Like, you have verbal confirmation, or she's wearing a shirt that says, yeah, I'm pregnant. Then, okay, you know what? Have fun. Ask your question. But if you're meeting someone for the first time, no. Dangerous games. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Governor Abbott says the state of Texas will not observe the Cesar Chavez Day holiday in the wake of sexual assault allegations that have come to light about the founder and former head of the United Farm Workers Union. The governor says he's directing all Texas state agencies to comply. Senator John Cornyn questioning top intelligence officials during a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing today, questioned FBI Director Kash Patel's investigation of the massive number of immigrants who came to the U.S. during the Afghanistan withdrawal. The May 26th Republican Party primary to decide Dallas Congressional District 32 has been canceled. Rockwall Republican Ryan Binkley is withdrawn. That means attorney J.C. Yarborough moves on as the GOP nominee in November. Appears to be a great scenario for Yarborough as the Congressional District 105 redrawn to flip to Republicans. Statewide average for a gallon of gasoline is $3.54, up 6 cents overnight. A week ago it was $3.48. A month ago, $2.55. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Around here, sunrise only means one thing.
It's time to get to work. Whether you're hauling, herding, baling, or raking, Kubota tractors and hay tools are built to make hay any day, including while the sun shines. Learn more about how Kubota is built to get the job done right at KubotaUSA.com. Go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimers.
I was going to pay the IRS eventually, but we had to have enough to live on. Now, the IRS threatens my paycheck and my bank accounts. These are things we commonly hear from our clients. Hi, I'm Dallas tax attorney Jamie Flores at the law offices of Namath and Flores, formerly known as the law offices of Nick Namath. If you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, tax liens, or unfiled returns, call the Texas tax attorneys at 972-484-0829 or visit myirsteam.com. With offices in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Frisco.
What's up, ladies? Well, the forecast we did have a day of temperatures in the middle 80s. Now the temperature's dropping overnight through morning near 50 degrees by Thursday morning. Well, Thursday temperatures are really going to move up about 93 degrees for an afternoon high. So the temperatures are warming quite rapidly. Not only 93 for Thursday, but 94 for Friday. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official of the station. News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Credit and debit card swipe fees hit a record $198.25 billion last year, according to the Merchants Payments Coalition. That's up 6% in 1 year and 80% since the start of the pandemic. This news comes at a time when President Trump and others want these fees to be brought under control. Wall Street heading lower today. The Dow Industrial Average down 768 points at 46,224. The NASDAQ lost 327. S&P 500 was up by 91. West Texas crude added 11 cents a barrel to settle at $96.32. Brent crude closed over $107 a barrel. Good news for fans of the WNBA. The league and the players' union have a verbal agreement on a new collective bargaining deal. Under the terms of the agreement, each team will have a $7 million salary cap, up from $1.5 million a year ago. The average salary will be $600,000, with the minimum at $300,000, both five times higher than a year ago. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
This is Michael Brown. Start your Saturdays on KFYO with Shooter on the Law at 10 a.m., but be sure and stick around for the evening where you can catch The Weekend with Michael Brown every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. on the news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 a.m. KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. 806-680-2790. Let's see. Today is National Awkward Moment Day. We've had some folks text in with their awkward moments. We'll get to those here in a little bit. We'll get to Nick's awkward moment or moments coming up in the next hour. 806-680-2790. 860. That's 806-680-2790. New York Times story today causing a lot of Democrat groups and a lot of lawmakers across cities and states all over the place to rethink Cesar Chavez. The New York Times story here. Headline, Cesar Chavez, civil rights icon accused of abusing girls for years. An investigation by the New York Times found extensive evidence that the United Farm Workers co-founder groomed and sexually abused girls who worked in the movement. Anna Marguia remembers the man she had regarded as a hero called her to her called her house and summoned her to see him. She walked along a dirt trail, entered the rundown building, passed his secretary, and stepped into his office. He locked the door, as he always did when he called her, and told her how lonely he had been. He brought her onto the yoga mat that he often used in his office for meditation, kissed her, and pulled her pants down. "Don't tell anyone," he told her afterward. "They'll get jealous." The man, Cesar Chavez, one of the most revered figures in the Latino civil rights movement, was 45. She was just 13. She said she was summoned for sexual encounters with him dozens of times over the next 4 years. Recently, more than 50 years later, she learned that a street near her home in California was in the process of being renamed Cesar Chavez Boulevard. She and another woman, Deborah Ojas, said that Chavez sexually abused them for years when they were girls, from around 1972 to 1977. He was in his 40s and become powerful, a charismatic figure who captured attention as a champion of farm worker rights. By the way, he was vehemently against illegal immigration, something the Democrats never like to bring up. The two women have not shared their stories publicly before. An extensive investigation by the New York Times uncovered extensive evidence to support their accusations and those raised by several other women against Chavez. The United Farm Workers co-founder, who died in 1993 at the age of 66. You got to wonder, for such a long time, how much of this information, how long... just how long had this information been suppressed, hidden? Just so on the left, it's, oh, we can have a big hero. The women now in there, both of whom are now 66, daughters of longtime organizers who had marched in rallies alongside Chavez. He used the privacy of his California office to frequently molest both. He had known her since she was only 8 years old. She became so traumatized, she attempted to end her life multiple times by the age of 15. Ms. Rojas said she was 12 when Chavez first touched her inappropriately. 12 years old. So it's a long story from the New York Times. And there are a lot of places now across Texas, California, Arizona, a lot of places. They're going to have to rethink the honors that they give to Cesar Chavez. Already you've had the governor of Texas come out and said, yeah, we're not going to have Cesar Chavez Day. We're not going to be honoring that day this year. Yeah, did you know that Joe Biden had a bust of Cesar Chavez in the Oval Office while he was president? And the left has really held Cesar Chavez as this great, iconic person. And in many places where he never went, he is held as this great, iconic civil rights person. Of course, they never want to talk about how he was anti-illegal immigration. They never bring that up on the left. That wouldn't really go with the narrative that the left tries to push. What do you got? I know here in Lubbock, we've got, Cesar Chavez Boulevard. City Council's probably going to have to get rid of that. Probably going to have to get rid of that one. It goes along with this issue of naming things after people, especially people who really you never met. They were never really impactful in your area. Like if you're Lubbock, take Cesar Chavez Boulevard, just name it after somebody locally. If you're going to rename it after somebody, rename it after someone locally, maybe who's been dead for a while. No skeletons in the closet. You had these two women who said that they stayed silent for decades, both out of shame for fear of tarnishing the image of a man who's become the face of the Latino civil rights movement. His image on school murals, his birthday is a state holiday in California and elsewhere. The New York Times findings are based on interviews with more than 60 people, including top aides at the time and relatives of the former members of the UFW. The accounts of abuse were independently verified through interviews with those that they confided in decades ago. Elements of their stories were also corroborated in documents, emails, itineraries, and other writings from other union organizers, supporters of Chavez, and historians. So people knew. They knew. But they didn't say anything because they so badly wanted a Hispanic civil rights icon that really was only big out in California. But they wanted to spread the message across in Texas and Arizona and other places. Said that one of the women had said that they had gone to family members and said this is what happened, but they were turned away. Very sad. Very sad story. And now you've got cities and states are going to have to deal with some of this fallout. Again, the governor's already come out here in Texas and said, yeah, no, and it's not going to be a Cesar Chavez day. But if you're some of these cities, now you got to go through and rename these streets and everything else. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls. Oh, we got to play the James Tallarico audio. We haven't played audio from Tallarico in a while. This is a good one. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
After 98 years, we're still on the air. This is News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad HD Show. So there's been a video going around of James Tallarico. He's the Democrat running for U.S. Senate. He was the Democrat who beat Jasmine Crockett. And now a lot of videos coming out. This video was recorded back in 2022. He was doing a campaign stop, I believe, in the Austin area. And he was on a campaign stop in 2022. It should also be noted that he's wearing a mask still in public, which is pretty dumb, all by itself. And he talks about his campaign and how they eat on his campaign.
We have, I think, heard more and more issues of animal welfare. I think not just because it's the right thing to do and the moral thing to do, but also it's, as all of you know, necessary to fight climate change. It is now existential that we try to reduce our meat consumption and that we try to respect animals in all aspects of society. And so I am proud to say that our campaign has officially become a non-meat campaign. So we are only buying vegan products from our local vegan businesses. Some of you may know Big Nona's. They were little Nona's, and then they opened up Brick and Mortar, some other Big Nona's, but we just got our pizza from there today. And so the point is that I think all of us, not just policymakers, but everyone has to take personal responsibility in this effort.
This guy thinks he's going to win a statewide race in Texas. And he's bragging about how his campaign. Now, this is 2022, and he says he doesn't eat meat. I bet he does. Now, later on, earlier today, his campaign released an image. I swear to God, this is true. Nick, they released an image of him eating a turkey leg at the State Fair of Texas. Well, it kind of looked like he was eating a turkey leg. It was just like on his mouth. So you don't actually see him eat the turkey leg, but it's a picture of him with a turkey leg in his mouth. And that's their response. It's like he's the one who said that he was that meat. Eating meat is an existential threat to the state of Texas and climate change, and that we have to take responsibility. I had somebody ask me, why do you think we don't see a lot of James Tallarico out in West Texas? Let me tell you something. I don't think James Tallarico is going to play well in West Texas. I don't think he's going to play well in East Texas, West Texas, South Texas. He may play well in Austin. But that's it. You're going to travel the state of Texas now talking about how vegan you are. You're not Matt Crow. You can't go around talking about how vegan you are and you're going to lead in the U.S. Senate. No. You don't get to do that. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see, Rick in Lubbock. He's been praised as positive force. Talking about Cesar Chavez, labor force for decades. After all these years, why is this coming out now about Cesar Chavez? Well, there's probably going to be another shoe to drop. There's probably going to be another shoe to drop at some point. Just saying. Wouldn't surprise me. Let's see. Today's National Awkward Moment Day, which the entire James Tallarico campaign is an awkward moment. Texter says, please don't use my name, but this is funny. A friend suggested that I try, this was several years ago, a massage therapist. This is back in the early 90s when women still wore hose. A therapist told me I could change in the bathroom. Well, there was no robe. So I did what seemed reasonable at the time. I wrapped myself up in a towel and walked out. The massage therapist looked absolutely stunned and said, honey, I only do feet. Let me say, I don't think that's on you. Like, Nick, if you were to go into a massage therapist place and they were to tell you, go in there and change, I would think that you would go, okay, well, I'm supposed to, well, there's not a robe. What do I do? What happens now? I don't think that's, it may be awkward. It's 90s awkward. Yeah, a little 90s awkward there. Let's see. Nell, Wichita Falls, a friend of mine, awkward moment. Friend of mine started acting gay with me, like he wanted to have a relationship with me, and but just hinting. I thought he was straight. I never saw him have a girlfriend since I met him 8 years ago. And to this day, it's not cool. I'm not gay. I have a fiance for a reason. Is he running for U.S. Senate? Never mind. Sorry. That was low. I shouldn't have. That was mean. 806-680-2790. It's 806-680-2790. Let's see. Lightning strikes. Tallarico is being tracked by God. He's cooked when he crosses Highway 35. That from Eric. I don't know. He came out here once. He didn't try any of the barbecue spots. He didn't try any of the barbecue out here. 806-680-2790. Gwen, Tallarico's head looks like a balloon. He's definitely full of hot air. His head looks like a balloon. Does he have a big head? Is that what? When we come back, we have an interview with Senator John Cornyn we'll have for you. We'll eventually get Nick's awkward moment or moments. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
This is John B. Wells from Arc Midnight. You can follow me on Twitter at John B. Wells CTM. And don't forget to follow News Talk KFYO on Twitter at KFYO, the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO, KFYO, and K236 CP Lubbock, and on the KFYO app.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
National security officials facing tough questions in the Senate. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The worldwide threats hearing focused on Iran.
Georgia Democratic Senator John Ossoff highlighted National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard's written testimony in which she wrote Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated and there had been no efforts to rebuild enrichment capability. Ossoff asked if despite that she considered Iran an imminent threat.
Yes or no?
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay.
That is up to the president.
Here's the problem.
Based on a volume
of
information.
No, it is precisely
that he receives.
It is precisely your responsibility.
Gabbard says they do assess that the Iranian regime is intact but degraded and said if it survives, they will try to rebuild their missile and drone forces.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Confirmation hearings began today for Mark Wayne Mullen to become the next Secretary of Homeland Security. They got off to a rocky start with Mullen getting into it with committee chair Rand Paul, who accused him of celebrating when Paul was attacked by a neighbor in 2017. Mullen denied that and said he's willing to put their differences behind him.
The truth is, I have a job to do, and I don't like to fail at anything at all. So I can set it aside if you're willing to set it aside. Let me earn your respect. Let me earn the job.
And Mullen says his goal is to avoid the type of headlines that led to the removal of Christine Ohm. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Tom Blanche in a closed-door meeting with the House Oversight Committee over their handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Bondi and Blanche both insist there are no credible cases to build from the Epstein files that have been released, but both say that the Justice Department is willing to hear from any victims relating to any credible evidence, and they want people to come forward.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Shannon Bream. Join me for Fox News Sunday as we sit down with a diverse and dynamic group of guests featuring interviews with political, business, and public affairs newsmakers from the U.S. and abroad. All part of the Sunday political block from Fox News Radio. Fox News Sunday.
Every Sunday evening from 5 to 6, right here on your home for the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Southplains weather forecast. We did have a day of temperatures in the middle 80s. Now the temperatures dropping overnight through morning near 50 degrees by Thursday morning. Well, Thursday temperatures are really going to move up about 93 degrees for an afternoon high. So the temperatures are warming quite rapidly. Not only 93 for Thursday, but 94 for Friday. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you tuning in on this Wednesday, no matter where you're at. If you're listening here in Lubbock, maybe up in Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, anywhere else in the great state of Texas and beyond, we're just glad that you have joined in with us here on the program. Joining us on the phones right now, the senior senator from the great state of Texas, Senator John Cornyn, joins us here on the Chad Hasty Show. Senator, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Chad. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Of course, we'll get into some campaign stuff here in a bit. But first, what is happening with the SAVE Act? What's going on here? Because that is what obviously a lot of folks have been talking about lately.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'm one of the original co-sponsors of the SAVE America Act. As you know, it's evolved a little bit, but the bottom line is only American citizens can vote, and you need a photo ID. In a normal world, those would not be controversial, but Democrats are eaten up with Trump derangement syndrome, so they just sort of reflexively oppose everything, no matter how much sense it makes. So the bill's now on the floor, and we are going to be debating it and voting on it for, I would guess, maybe the next 2 weeks. And, of course, my goal is to get it to the president's desk. As you may have seen, I have reconsidered some of my opposition to changing the filibuster rule. I think it's unacceptable for President Trump to have to wait 2.5 years with Democrats uniformly in opposition to everything he wants to do, and not being able to do any of the things he said he wanted to do and upon which he got elected. And so I've said I'm open to the talking filibuster and other changes if necessary in order to get this on his desk.
It sounds like you're open to it. It doesn't sound like the majority leader is open to it. And other members of the party, he's kind of slammed the door on the talking filibuster. He's kind of slammed the door on getting rid of the threshold. I mean, is there anything else that can be done at this point? I mean, it seems like this bill is dead on arrival if nothing changes.
Well, I think it's actually premature to say that. We really just got started on the bill on Tuesday, and this is what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
So it's still very early in the process. I think what you're referring to is that he has pointed out that they're not the votes in order to change the filibuster threshold itself. But the talking filibuster is still a very real prospect, and we're going to be doing a lot of talking about the bill and a lot of voting here, I think, over the next 2 weeks. And I hope that at some point public opinion starts to weigh on some of our Democratic colleagues who are just sort of opposing common sense reforms that the polling shows that the vast majority of Democrats, independents, and Republicans support it. So it wouldn't be the first time we've changed minds in the course of a debate. So yeah. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get this done. But, in the end, it comes down to the arithmetic. Do you have the votes? And I would say not. We don't have them yet, but we're going to keep working at it until we do.
What made you change your mind when it comes to the filibuster? Because there are some who will say, hey, we've had this issue for years now, even going back to the first Trump administration of, the Democrats just kind of sit on their hands and not allow major pieces of legislation to pass. We could have ditched the filibuster back then. We could have ditched it when Trump was first elected. Now it seems in the midst of a runoff battle, it seems kind of politically convenient to say that you're ready to get rid of it now. I mean, what made you really change your mind on it?
Well, I wrote an op-ed in the New York Post, which I'll be glad to share with you and your audience. But basically, I was a supporter of the filibuster because it helped us avoid, when we were in the minority, helped us avoid the court packing of the Supreme Court. Democrats actually wanted to make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. states, each of which would have two Democratic senators. And we were able to still do important things during President Trump's first term, passing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, getting Supreme Court justices confirmed and the like. But this is an entirely different environment. And I think, the president points out correctly that once the Democrats are in charge, they're going to eliminate the filibuster and try to jam through as much as they can. And while I've been sort of slow to come to this conclusion, the conclusion I've arrived at is that we need to something as important as the integrity of the ballot and making sure that only America's citizens can vote calls for a reconsideration of my position. And then when Mike Lee had proposed the talking filibuster as an alternative to doing away with it entirely. So that leaves this threshold still intact, but it's just a different procedure. I was open to that and support that. And again, I'm open to other reforms if necessary to get it done. But in the end, It really depends on where the votes are. And right now there's not the votes in the Republican conference to do away with the filibuster. But that's not going to slow me down in terms of trying to get this done.
When do you start, and I don't mean just you personally, but the Republicans in the Senate who want to get this thing passed, maybe no matter what, when do you start throwing punches in the media, naming names, going after fellow senators and saying, these are the people holding us back. These are the people who are really screwing up the president's agenda. When do we start hearing that?
Well, I think, as I said, we're still early into the process, and so this is going to take a while to go through, like I said, probably at least a couple weeks. So I think you'll see, we'll see people get sort of grumpy and irritated and impatient to try to get this done probably sometime next week. But it is a unique period of time. I've been here a while, and I thought I'd seen everything. But the truth is, I've never seen this kind of just Trump derangement syndrome lead Democrats to just reflexive opposition to things that make so much sense and where, even their own constituents support.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay at it as long as it takes.
What's going on with DHS funding?
Democrats are still stuck on stupid, to tell you the truth. And you may have seen I had a little dust up in Austin when I was delivering some Whataburgers to the TSA agents who've been without a paycheck now for two pay periods. It's just inexcusable to punish them over political disagreements here in Washington, D.C. But this morning, you may not have had a chance to catch it, but we had a worldwide threats hearing in the Intelligence Committee, mm-hmm. and Kash Patel, the head of the FBI, said that Homeland Security Investigations is an essential partner in the interagency fight against terrorism here at home, like we've seen in Austin and we've seen around the country in New York, Virginia, Michigan, and the like. And that's where a lot of these radicalized individuals over social media and over the internet decide to kill a bunch of innocent people, and like happened on March the 1st down on 6th Street in Austin. So they have essentially cut off funding toward one of the major counterterrorism investigative operations in the country. So I keep thinking they're going to crack, but I think they are really afraid of crossing their political base.
Visiting with Senator John Cornyn here on the Chad Hastie Show. Senator, I want to ask you a little bit about your campaign.
Okay.
I know that you put out some new ads going after Ken Paxton and some of his, relationship issues that are out there. I'll just put it that way. When it comes to the campaign, because I know, and I know the campaign's focused a lot on some of the scandals, but particularly on the particular possible affairs that are out there. Do y'all have something that shows that Republican voters in 2026 still care about that type of stuff in a Republican primary? Because I got to be honest with you, I've not had one. Well, I've maybe had one or two. But I have not had that many people reach out to me, listeners, going, this is what concerns me about the election, is who's sleeping with who. They're more concerned about the policies that are going to be in place. What are y'all seeing? Because I know y'all are focusing a lot on that.
Well, to me, it's ultimately about trust. And I don't believe that the voters can trust Ken Paxton. He's basically turned on his own senior staff, who turned him into the FBI when they because he interfered with the federal investigation of one of his donors. Obviously, he's got some trust issues with his family, and particularly his spouse. And I think, in the end, a lot of this baggage is going to make it very difficult on the attorney general, if he were to be the nominee, to get elected in November. And I think I will be add value, so to speak, and help down ballot races. But there's a lot more stuff than just the infidelity. There's how do you become rich in office based on the fact that you've been earning a state salary over these years, and the failure to disclose things that should have been disclosed in terms of this transactions that represent conflicts of interest with the state, the various grants he's made as Attorney General to gender transitioning organizations in the state. So there's a whole lot more than that. But you know, we've been our attention's been divided between the Attorney General and Wesley Hunt, and now the Attorney General will be getting our undivided attention.
So a lot more is going to be coming out from the Cornyn campaign. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess we will wait and see what we hear in the next few weeks. It's going to be obviously the president hasn't weighed in yet. Does it seem like he's not going to weigh in now that he has not made an endorsement, or do you think he's just kind of dangling that over both of y'all's heads at this point?
Well, you know,
like, do you feel there's a dagger that says Trump above it, like just hanging between y'all, going back and forth?
Well, I think Ken probably feels like there's a dagger, you know, hovering right over his heart, because the president talked about making an endorsement, and the one he didn't endorse would have to drop out immediately. Ken said, "Well, I'm not quitting no matter what." So obviously, he's feeling a little defensive, and I can understand it. He was telling people he would win without a runoff, and I won the most votes in the primary on March the 3rd. And we're working hard to make sure that we can win on May the 26th. If the president decides to weigh in, I would welcome that. But we can't wait around for that to happen. And he's the only one that can decide if and when that will happen.
Right. Senator John Cornyn, as always, appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll visit again very soon.
You bet, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Senator John Cornyn here on the Chad Hastie Show. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene, and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Chad Hastie Show. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in, sound off on any of the topics, any of the issues that you would like to get into. You can always text in. Any thoughts that you had on Senator Cornyn's appearance on the program, feel free to weigh in. And I had someone who texted in asking when we're going to get Ken Paxton on the show. Straight question. We've asked. They know how to get in touch. We don't know if he's going to come on or not. I maybe closer to the election. I mean, at this point, I don't know. At this point, I have no idea. I don't know if they're scared to come on the show or what. I think I'm quite nice. Nick, different issue. Old Tips over there, as we like to call it. For those who missed it, Nick yesterday was telling the story about how he was, I guess, frying up some eggs. He was doing frying up some eggs. And in a moment, he had knocked the skillet from the top of the oven, and it came crashing down on the floor. And Nick went, "I can catch that." He thought he was Spider-Man, and decided I could catch that. And then his mind went, "That's hot!" Right as the fingers went onto the plate of the skillet, and it burned off his fingertips. He's got no fingertips left. They all bubbled up. And yesterday when he was in his office, it was pretty funny because he was in his office and he was sitting there and he was doing this. He's like, "Okay, I need to write a story here." Ow! 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 And people would stop by and be like, "Nick, what's going on?" And he would just yell at them because his fingers were all burnt up. And he would be like, "Look at my hand. It's deformed. People have been scared ever since." There were young children who were up here yesterday. They got scared of his hand. It just it looked freaky. It looked really bad. It's all deformed now. And so today we were on a text thread, and we were like, what do we call Nick now? What's his nickname? It used to be the sweater. That used to be the sweater. Now it seems like it needs to be something different. And one person had said fingertips. We had someone else who said tips, and that kind of took off with me. I do like that one. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Had another texter earlier who was asking, let's see, where is this one? More importantly, who will Gus Kahn endorse? That's a great question. In the Senate race, I'm not sure who Gus Kahn will be endorsing, but it's one that we're all looking forward to. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in. How about this story? Massive $3.5 billion expansion planned at an AI data center in Dickens County. Multiple permits recently filed for phase two of the Galaxy Helios data center in Dickens County, totaling a combined $3.5 billion price tag for the projects. Permits were filed for the three projects at the Galaxy facility. Public records stated Helios 2, 3, and 4 will be located near the initial facility off County Road 112, about 4 miles northwest of Afton. A little more than an hour away from Lubbock, permits showed that Helios 2 had an estimated cost of $900 million. 3 and 4 had an estimated cost of $1.3 billion each. The new data center will be massive. Public records indicated one of the buildings, one building square footage was 199,124 feet. The other two, nearly 350,000 square feet each. It's pretty big. It's a big facility. We'll be right back on the Chad Hastie Show.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Townsquare Media Network.
You've got a life to live, and you don't want to miss out on any of it. That's why the first thing you do when you get in a car is buckle your seatbelt. Whether you're a driver or a passenger, not wearing your seatbelt could get you a ticket, a fine, or worse. Nobody wants that. So remember, if you love it, click it. Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child.
Governor Abbott says the state of Texas will not observe the Cesar Chavez Day holiday in the wake of sexual assault allegations that have come to light about the founder and former head of the United Farm Workers Union. He says in the upcoming legislative session, he will work with Texas lawmakers to remove Cesar Chavez Day from state law together. While neither Senator John Cornyn nor Attorney General Ken Paxton bowed out of their May 26 Republican runoff for Senate, we did see a shakeup in another Republican race. Rockwall Republican Ryan Binkley has withdrawn from the Congressional District 32 runoff against Attorney J.C. Yarborough. That was a district redrawn to help flip seats for the GOP. State agencies are taking immediate action to protect Corpus Christi's water supply. Reservoirs are 9.5% combined capacity. Governor Abbott has waived regulations to speed up helping, and he said once that Corpus squandered $750 million given by Texas to address the issue. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
Looking for the right machine to get the job done? Asco and Case Construction is backed by decades of experience and a full lineup of equipment, from light to heavy. Right now, our compact track loaders and excavators are moving fast. And with Asco, you get the support and expertise to keep your operation running. Don't settle for less. Get the machines that get the work done. Visit your local Asco dealership today or visit AscoEQ.com and see the full equipment lineup for yourself. Asco and Case Construction, built to work, built to last.
What's up, ladies? Well, the forecast, we did have a day of temperatures in the middle 80s. Now the temperature's dropping overnight through morning near 50 degrees by Thursday morning. Well, Thursday temperatures are really going to move up about 93 degrees for an afternoon high. So the temperatures are warming quite rapidly. Not only 93 for Thursday, but 94 for Friday. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
The easiest way to get your news is through News Talk KFYO. AM and FM presets in your car or truck, a bookmark on your office computer, and on your phone with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. The war with Iran is the latest global economic shock in a turbulent decade. Hear how countries in South Asia are responding with emergency measures. Also, how will the latest decision by the Fed on interest rates impact the economy? We'll have analysis and advice from career experts on how to AI-proof your job. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Securing America.
A House Armed Services Committee hearing Tuesday examined the challenges of defending America's interests throughout both North and South America. Joseph Uemeyer, the Assistant Secretary of War for Homeland Defense, testified that
we are prioritizing the Western Hemisphere by making hemispheric defense integral to U.S. Homeland Defense.
He said that has translated to action.
For the first time in history, the department is going on offense against designated terrorist organizations and other major cartels in our hemisphere.
The commander of Southcom, General Francis Donovan, testified that it is a comprehensive approach.
Apply systemic friction across a network, and I consider that from point of production to point of distribution.
Alabama Republican Mike Rogers endorsed the policy. He said,
defending the homeland does not stop at our borders.
It also requires confronting threats at their source.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
2790. That's 806-680-2790. Today, National Awkward Moment Day. Still taking your awkward moments as you can send them in. Let's see. Joyce in Sacramento, regarding an awkward moment, reminds me of a girl's weekend to Santa Fe to a very high-end specialty spa where we chose to do a few of their offered services, one being a sauna. So we got our towels and wrapped them appropriately around us. We walked into the sauna only to find out that it was co-ed and towels were optional. Well, there was one bald fella in there who decided that he didn't need a towel. Well, we sat down gingerly across from him, awkwardly, as he sat there spread eagle, just talking as casually with all the women around him as he could be. I thought you'd have to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. Anyway, it was rather awkward. sounds like he was having a great time. Wasn't awkward for him. Awkward for some, not awkward for him. He was having a time of it. 806-680-2790. Nick, do you have an awkward moment, an awkward moment or two that brings anything back?
Well, you mentioned it in jest.
Yeah?
But, yeah, pretty much all of my high school career, you could say. It was pretty awkward.
Yeah.
Not a time I would choose to go back to.
Really?
Any of those 4 years.
No?
Very strange. Also, I went to three different high schools.
Yeah.
Two different states. It was the whole thing was very strange.
It was just awkward.
It was awkward. Awkward time in my life, everyone's life.
You know, a lot of high school kids.
It
can be awkward exactly. For the high school kids
exactly.
Out there.
That's yeah. It, you know, you're a teenager, whatever. But there's one thing that happened post high school, not too long ago. I frequented a coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
I go to the drive-thru every once in a while. You know, probably too often.
Okay.
Too much that I should have.
Yeah.
And I'd get the same thing, whatever. I'd go in, and it was almost always the same barista at the drive-thru. Great guy. Super nice. And so, I'd go almost regularly, and it's always him going there. And then, you know, we'd say hi. And so then eventually, you know, I started going there so often that I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just on my way to work or on my way to this. And, you know, we just started chatting, you know, in the window. Well, a couple months later... I pull up to the drive-thru, and he asked me, you know, hey, so what are you doing? What are you doing after the work tonight? And I was like, I probably just go home. I don't know. I told him I don't have any plans. I don't know. I just go home, I guess, make a dinner. And so he said, well, did you want to hang out?
Oh,
and I was like, I don't know. I'm not really looking for another friend, but okay. I'm like, yeah, if you want to. Yes, he was indeed asking me on a date, to which I said yes.
Said yes?
Well, because I just said, he asked me, hey, did you want to hang out? I'm like, yeah, I guess, sure. I guess. We kind of know each other.
Yeah.
I'm a regular.
Does your wife know about this?
This was a while ago. This was, and yes.
I was about to yes or no. Yes she or
knows.
No.
She knows. She knows okay. All about this. And then later, whatever, we got it all figured out. And then later on when I finally caught on, I explained
wait,
it
no,
all.
No, we got to.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh, I wish I would have asked you about this earlier. Okay, so you go out with this guy.
I did.
No, I'm just. Just hang with me
okay,
here.
Okay.
You two are you're hanging out. You're sure. hanging out after work.
Sure. Two bros. You just hanging out.
Well, let's not go there. You get asked through the drive-thru.
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing after work? And you're like, I don't know. I'm probably going home.
How do you reply to that?
I would say. I would be like, I'm going home, man. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what I said, basically. Yeah, I was like,
but
well,
you kind of hem and hawed about it. You're like, and then he said, well, why you want to hang out?
That's
you
exactly,
want to hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
So where did you hang out? Did you go, like, did y'all go to a restaurant?
It never got to that
point.
Because after the fact,
uh-huh.
I guess he knew someone I knew. Somehow, he was in the thread. He was way far down the thread of friends.
Uh-huh.
And so it got a game of telephone. It made it all the way back to me. And I got a random text from a random friend that said, did you just agree to, are you going out with so-and-so? Someone just told me that that's the case today. And I said, going out. I was like, first of all, I just went and I got coffee. And I said, yeah, I'll hang out with someone, you know, after. I'm like, I don't know about all this. Anyway, everybody explained it to me. I was way in the dark. I had no idea.
I don't think I would ever even be in that scenario.
I felt bad.
Because I don't chit-chat with the... drive-through barista.
I like to bring back civility.
Yeah, I just, here you go. Give me my coffee. I'm out of here.
No, I always ask. And if they ask a question, I'll chip in.
Yeah.
You know, I'll indulge. And I guess I did it too much. I was too friendly. And I really didn't think. So this whole time, I guess we were flirting for the months that I've been going, and I had no idea. I thought, you know what? This guy's great. He's friendly fella. And we just chatted, and it was great. So anyway, it was incredibly awkward, and I haven't seen him since. So
you made him quit.
That's, I don't know.
He felt so bad after asking you on a beautiful date.
I don't know. And then I wanted to go back, and I wanted to say, hey.
Oh, no.
I didn't do this.
It's not you, it's me.
That's exactly, I was going to say,
it's not
hey,
you.
Look,
it's just that I'm straight. And
I was legitimately going to do that. I was going to go because I wanted to explain it.
You're like, look,
it was so
if
awkward.
I were that way.
It was just so
you could have done the Seinfeld. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, just reenact.
But I play for this team over here.
There you go.
I don't play for that team.
Yeah.
If I did play for that team, then maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
But you didn't have a chance to do that.
No, I didn't. We left.
Well, Nick, I've got a surprise for you. On the phone right now.
It's unnamed person. We found him.
Yeah, we found him. We got him right now.
Yeah. No, that was probably one of the, in the last couple of years, that's probably one of the most awkward.
How long ago did this happen?
Within 2 years. Within 2 years this happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder where he is now.
You were engaged, right?
Yes, I was. I told you I didn't know. I thought he was just a friend asking if he wanted to hang out.
You were engaged, flirting with the drive-thru dude at your favorite your favorite coffee shop.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Some text coming in on the. I'm not surprised. Some text messengers want to know. Did Nick catch on when the other guy leaned in for a kiss? It's a great question. At what point did you realize? Was it when the phone call came in? Was it when your fiance called you and went, sweetheart, honey, love you, can't wait to marry you.
Yeah.
Did you know that you agreed to go on a date with a friend of ours?
And it wasn't even a friend. That's the thing. That's what I told you. It was way. It was like fourth cousin, four times.
Fourth cousin.
I'm saying it was.
Things
that
are getting really weird here.
It was that far.
Are
down
you from Alabama?
No, it was that far down the friendship line.
Okay.
You know the friendship web.
Sure.
He was way on that. Never even talked to him. Never knew it. Never even knew he was friends with our friends. No, it was after. It was after the fact that I knew. That's what made it extra awkward.
Yeah.
Lovely guy though.
Another texture. Oh, Nick. I imagine they said, oh, Nick, the sweater definitely led him on. By the way, Chad, what are you doing after the show today? probably going on to a screaming baby. That's probably what are you doing after the show? Another text coming in. Paul from Post asked Nick, was there a mirror ball involved? I don't know. Let's see. Nick is team captain now. I don't know. Nick was introduced to the Gaydar, saving baristas one lonely man at a time. So this is a couple of years ago, huh? Okay. You think he was disappointed? You think afterwards, you think he was like, oh, man. Guy has a nice sweater collection, too. Every single day I see him, he's wearing a new cardigan. Could have had unlimited cardigans. But no, he turns out to be straight. So you never saw him again. You went to the, you still go to the coffee place? But you never saw him again. You broke his heart. You broke his heart. That's amazing. 806-680-2790. When we come back, I don't know how we top that. We might as well just end the show for the week and come back Monday. That's pretty good. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hi, Angie. This is your phone here in the cup holder. Pick me up.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, look, a text from Mr. Dreamy.
Hush, driving here.
I'm getting an email. Gwen is giving away free bunnies.
No, you are so pushy.
I know. I need therapy. Let's search it now.
Phone, quiet.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Join Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter as he answers your legal questions with Shooter on the Law every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Cole is a licensed attorney in the state of Texas who addresses the hardest-hitting ongoing legal battles in the state and nationwide. From online scammers abusing legal loopholes to how you can protect yourself and your families, listen to Shooter on the Law Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Here's a news flash for you. Car buying can suck. This is the Car Pro Jerry Reynolds. I've spent over 20 years referring car buyers to my friends in the car business, so you can avoid that sucky part. Go to carpro.com to connect with my friends today. I mean, who couldn't use a friend in the car business? And the best part is, it is absolutely free. Remember, it starts at carpro.com.
Carpro.com.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and they're goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Listen to KFYO on your Google Home smart speaker. Download the KFYO app. Then cast the audio to your Google Home smart speaker. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
the Chad Hasty Show. Mark in California says Nick wins. I concede. Nick, your buddy, Eric here, is just wailing on you. I mean, he says it must be, those soft, loving hands the barista noticed, the kind eyes, the shy glances. Just wait there in the drive-thru. I think the worst part of all is that Nick lost his discount. Like, that's because you know he was getting his coffee on the cheap. Nick was going through. And the nice thing about Nick is that he didn't know he was getting a discount. He would just tip the full amount. He was like, well, I might as well just give you a full tip here just to cover the full amount just in case. Your buddy Eric also says, we have all the pillars for a Hallmark made for TV moment right here. The Hub City, how beautiful. I'd like to call it Coffee in the Hub on the Hallmark channel. Let's see, another texture. Years ago, when I was 40, I was at McDonald's waiting to order at the counter. An older couple in their 80s were ahead of me. They placed their order. While the wife was paying cash for their order, her husband just behind her wandered off to find a table. The lady was 25 cents short. Without looking back, she elbowed me in the ribs and said, pay the girl 25 cents. I said with a frightened voice, okay, I'll pay the girl. Just don't hit me again. The look on the lady's face was priceless. Her husband, several feet away, was laughing so hard. I had the girl's 25 cents and placed my order with a smile. The girl taking my order was trying so hard not to laugh. That from Joe. Love it. Love it. I can picture that in my head. This sweet little lady, hey, pay the girl her 25 cents. Come on. Hey. Her husband's over there going, well, it's about time someone else gets elbowed. Oh, love it. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see. Another texter weighing in on Nick. Now Nick understands why the barista would always have them pull over to the side for an extra long wait. Oh, Nick. Another text. Nick finally realized what was going on when the other guy paid the tab for dinner that night. Nick, that's one of my favorite stories that you've given us. I appreciate that. I honestly was not expecting that one this evening. Really wasn't. That's fantastic. Hey, snap restrictions will be kicking in soon. These are very good restrictions. New food stamp restrictions prohibiting benefits to be used to purchase sweet beverages and candy will affect millions of Texans beginning on April 1st. Some will think it's a April Fool's joke. It's not. Senate Bill 379, one of the three bills under Texas Make America Healthy Again initiative that Governor Abbott signed into law last year, prohibits the use of SNAP, also called food stamps, to purchase those sugary items. Quote, Texas is leading in the way of aligning SNAP benefits with healthier food options, Abbott said in a news release this month. By implementing these changes, we encourage better nutrition and ensure the program helps families access nutritional food. I thank the Trump administration and the Texas Health and Human Services Commission for their work to strengthen this program and better serve Texans. So, good. That's a good thing. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe out there. When you're going through a drive-thru, you never know who you'll meet, what kind of impact you'll leave on their lives. Just always remember that. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.